Now, sixthly and lastly, dangers facing the spiritual community. So far as I can see, there's only one real danger facing the spiritual community. And all the other dangers are contained in that. And that is the danger of the spiritual community becoming a group, or a substitute for a group, or rather, of being replaced by a group. The spiritual community as such can't become a group, but the spiritual community can wither away or disappear and be replaced by a group which has perhaps the same name and the same external appearance. It's all rather analogous to what happens on a much grander scale in the case of a universal religion when it's transformed into an ethnic religion. When it ceases to cater to the spiritual needs of the individual, as all universal religions by their very nature profess to cater, and starts providing for the collective needs of the group, say blessing armies and ensuring fertility and things like that. And this happens, a universal religion becomes transformed into an ethnic religion, as we saw in some detail in the lecture last winter. And also, the spiritual community becomes transformed into a mere group, owing to the operation of what I term the gravitational pull. No time to explain that now, it's been explained at length in other lectures. And one might say that the localized spiritual community, that is to say, the spiritual community consisting of people living together under one roof, is particularly exposed to this danger, is especially exposed to the gravitational pull. We find that the inmates perhaps just start making themselves more and more comfortable. They forget all about spiritual development. Maybe they're much more concerned with their kitchen than with their meditation room or their shrine, and so on. So this is the danger that is there all the time, especially in the case of the localized spiritual community. So it therefore becomes necessary to remind oneself never to forget that the higher evolution requires constant effort. One can't afford to let up, at least not until one reaches the point of what is called stream entry, or the point of no return. If you stop making an effort, you'll inevitably slip back. You can't stand still. You can't rest on your laurels. You can't ever feel, well, that's enough for this life, I'm going to just stop here and wait for the next life to come along and then carry on from that point. This is just not possible. The minute you stop making the effort prior to the attainment of stream entry, back you start slipping.